God is called the Supreme Soul, or more accurate is that the Supreme Soul is known to us as the God, the Creator Almighty, which means He is supreme among all souls. Yet, like souls, God is a subtle point of light, but unlike human souls, that soul is beyond the cycle of birth and death and the effects of karma, actions, in the form of experience of pleasure or pain. God is the Supreme Father, Mother, Teacher and Guide of all human souls. We all remember Him only in our difficult time, it is such inbuilt within us. Representations of incorporeal God. Being incorporeal, God is represented by an oval-shaped stone or light in many religion. In Hinduism, God is worshipped as an oval-shaped stone called Shivlingam or Jyotirlingam, meaning a symbol of Shiv or a symbol of light. Muslims revere an oval-shaped black stone called Sangi Aswad, holy stone, which is placed in the Kaaba in the Grand Mosque in Mecca. Jesus Christ, Christianity, has said and described God as light. Mahatma Buddha started deep meditation and found a spiritual existence of God, beyond cycle of birth and death. Hence he describes the self as such free beings detached and as a part of God. All religions point to the Supreme. The common is clear that God is a being of light and so is worshipped as non-physical almighty being. Name of God. Everything that exists in the nature has a name and a form. We get a name when we take a birth. In our each birth, our name is different. But what about the name of one who never take a birth, is unborn? His name must be eternal, should never change. So, as God have revealed Himself with His eternal name Shiv or Shiva, when pronounced in English, the meaning of Shiv is one who is ever benevolent. Benevolent means the one who does good to all in all times. Residence of God, where does God eternally live, permanent residence? Soul world, home of eternal peace and light. Soul is completely separate from corporeal world. We come in this world only to play our part. God lives there only, at home. That eternal home is beyond this world, where no sound, no form of anything physical exists. Home of eternal light, either. There we do not think. We can think with this brain when we enter a body. There is a tree of souls. The pictures shows the kalpa tree. The seed of this tree is the Supreme Soul. Thus there is a Father, through whom the tree of human world is sustained. Him we know as the God. Then the branches are all religions. At first, from the Supreme Soul are created the roots, Brahmins. Brahma are we who are receiving this knowledge directly from God in this time and is transforming themselves. This is called creation and not that God suddenly created everything from nothing, no, but when everyone became unaware of its true identity of the self and nature and fell into vices, then God came and freed us from all that and recreated the original virtues within us. So we also always exist. All religions are sustained by God, as all branches are sustained by the seed. World drama is played in this world, not in incorporeal world. Hence that world is known as home of peace because there is sweet silence and no activity. Names to represent soul world, home of eternal light, home of peace, sweet silence home, Paramdham, supreme home, incorporeal world, Nirvan, beyond sound, and Malvaitan, the original everlasting residence. When does God appear before us? It is now understood that our relationship with God is of father and son, aka parent-child, of teacher and student, of best friends, of a guru and his follower and such. But when does this all relationships are enjoyed? Because there should be a time all this God is love, etc. was experienced by all of us. When we worshipped Him, we did not know if we would ever meet. As discussed on World Drama Cycle page, the world drama repeats. Golden Age comes after Iron Age. This is depicted as transformation time. This small time is known as Confluence Age, Sangam. Hence something major has to happen now. In this time only God has to appear to perform the role of creator of new world. God needs a medium, a body to speak His knowledge. He comes and adopts us through corporeal medium of Brahma. Brahma is first human soul. God plays his first role, creator, through Brahma. So only in this time given of about 100 years does God appear to impart us the knowledge and give the inheritance of new world, heaven. To give you good news, it was around 1936 when this incognito part of God began. By now, most knows, and by the end, everyone would know. One may observe that all the major events happens in this last 100 years only: science, atomic power, new researches, rise of human talents and fame. This is because God is himself here now. God fulfills wishes of his children.